Hey there, this is Tim Holland, and welcome back to Growth Strategies for Jewelers, the podcast where we dive into how independent jewelers like you can grow revenue, maintain your margins, build an unforgettable brand, and keep those VIP customers coming back for life. Today, I want to talk about something that's become absolutely essential in our industry, using Meta Ads, that's Facebook and Instagram, to drive real revenue for your jewelry store. Now, you might be thinking, Tim, I've tried Facebook ads before, and honestly, they didn't really move the needle. Or maybe you haven't tried them at all because it just feels overwhelming or expensive. I get it. The landscape is constantly changing, and it's easy to feel like you're shouting into the void. But here's the thing. When done right, Meta ads can be a game changer. They allow you to reach the exact kind of customer who's ready to buy, not just scroll past your ad. You can create campaigns that don't just generate clicks or likes, but real, measurable sales. So how do you do that? Let's break it down. First, start with laser-focused targeting. Facebook and Instagram have the most sophisticated audience targeting tools out there. You can zero in on people based on demographics, interests, behaviors, even life events like engagements or anniversaries, the perfect moments to buy jewelry. Think about your ideal customer. Are they newly engaged couples, gift givers looking for something special, maybe people interested in sustainable or ethically sourced stones? Use those details to build an audience that's primed to respond. Next, your creative matters. A lot. Jewelry is emotional. It's about milestones, memories, love, commitment. Your ads should tell that story visually and in copy. Use high-quality images or videos that showcase the sparkle, the craftsmanship, and the lifestyle your pieces represent. But don't just show the product. Show the moment. A bride smiling, a couple exchanging rings, a parent gifting a birthstone necklace. That emotional connection is what drives action. Then you've got to optimize for conversions, not just awareness. Too often, jewelers run ads that get a lot of views but no sales. Make sure your ads have a clear call to action. Shop now, book an appointment, message us for a consultation. Link directly to product pages or a well-designed landing page where it's easy for customers to take the next step. If you're running campaigns to generate leads, make your forms simple and straightforward. One of the biggest advantages of Meta ads is the ability to retarget. People might see your ad once and not buy. That's totally normal. But you can follow up with them, showing different products or reminding them about that special offer. This keeps your brand top of mind and nudges those fence sitters toward buying. Now, here's a quick tip on budget. Start small and test. Run a few different ads with different images and messages. See which ones perform best. Then put more budget behind the winners. Don't throw a ton of money into one campaign without data. Facebook's algorithm loves data, so the more you can test and learn, the more efficient your spend becomes. Finally, track everything. Set up Facebook Pixel on your website so you know which ads led to sales. Monitor your cost per acquisition and your return on ad spend. The goal isn't just to get eyeballs, it's to get profitable sales that grow your business. So, to recap, use Meta ads to connect deeply with your ideal customers. Tell compelling emotional stories through your creative, optimize for conversions with clear calls to action, retarget to keep prospects engaged, start small and test, and always track your results. If you want to go deeper on this, I've got resources and case studies that can help you craft winning campaigns that actually move the needle. Just head over to deepearthmkt.com and check out the resources section or reach out directly. I'm here to help you grow smarter, not just harder. Thanks for tuning in today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a jeweler friend or leave a review. Until next time, keep building that unforgettable brand and making those customers for life. This is Tim Holland with Deep Earth Marketing signing off. See you soon.